It's weird when you think about the world we live in that 2 days ago, I was 12 time zones away, literally halfway around the world. And now we're back here. And I was with incredible 20 listeners from WTMJ. We went to Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand. Incredible experiences, from riding Vespas in Vietnam to visiting Halong Bay. In Cambodia, we went to Angkor Wat. It's the big famous ruins. And I compare it a lot to Machu Picchu. It has that same mystical, magical feeling. I want to tell you about one other thing, Adam, that was really cool. Also in Cambodia, they use rats. They've trained rats to detect landmines.
They're exposed from 50, 60 years ago.
And the mines are still there. And the rats are incredible. In Thailand, we visited elephants. I want to play this for you because really at the center of our visit was monks, Buddhism, that feel throughout Southeast Asia. That is the monks chanting. We got up early one morning, really early, and we went to the temple, and they were there. And Buddhism is so fascinating because it's not a religion. I always thought it was. It's a way of life. It's a lifestyle. But if you're Buddhist, you don't worship a god. You, more than that, endorse and embrace a certain style of life, which is about happiness and being easygoing and that sort of thing. But it was a really incredible trip. You know, we take a big trip or two every single year, and a lot of times it's to Europe. And it was great to be in a place where they don't really follow U.S. politics. When you go to Italy, or you go to Ireland, or you're in Paris, they want to ask us all the time about what's happening with our U.S. politics, about whoever's in office, about what they think we're doing right or more often wrong. When you're in Cambodia or Laos, they don't follow our politics. They're just following their everyday life. They're kind, they're simple, and they're engaged in what they're doing and taking care of their families. It was really a relief not to just have to talk at all about our politics.
Which is so interesting because this week, a lot of the news focus is on, as we'll talk later on the show, the president touring Asia. He's in Japan today, going to have a huge meeting with China soon. So the eyes of the political world, maybe now more so than any point in Trump's second administration, are on that region.
You're right. You're right. That's where the focus will be. It's a long way to get to Southeast Asia. We started in Vietnam, actually flew through Japan, and then we ended in Thailand. But it's worth the trip. If you've ever wanted to go somewhere completely different, and it's super affordable, it's very easy. We flew. We took 11 flights during this trip. It was 11 different flights.
You rack up those flyer miles pretty quick.
Yeah, for sure. But it was really relatively easy. And we were in tuk-tuks. We were in different sorts of boats. We were in all those airplanes, and it's absolutely incredible. Throughout the course of the next couple of days, I'm going to introduce you to some of the people that we met along the way, including today during the 5 o'clock hour, our tour guide in Cambodia. Absolutely fascinating, and he has very interesting things to say about the United States and about his country. We'll share that with you. And you, speaking of what happened in Japan, coming up in a little less than an hour from now, we'll dive into the president's visit to Japan and to Southeast Asia. It is 319 at WTMJ.